Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, business to tend to on the phones. You can line up your calls at 800-636-1067. The Vikings today traded 2 second-round picks for the 23rd pick, which they pry away from the Houston Texans. This was a Browns pick that was acquired by Houston in the Deshaun Watson trade of yesteryear. So now it belongs to the Vikings, who are going to be on the clock at 11 and 23. The most obvious takeaway ever is that they're going to want to package 11 and 23, and they want to go way up as high as possible into the top five so that they can draft a quarterback because Kirk Cousins is now in Atlanta. How high can they go? I think right now the answer is they could get to 4 if the Cardinals are willing to pass on Marvin Harrison Jr., and I think they should. In a great receiver draft, they'd come back maybe. I don't think they'll get the Patriots to bite on just 11 and 23, and I know Washington wouldn't do it for those two picks. The value's not close. But I'm putting together a little offer here where I'm saying the Vikings throw in the sweetener of 11 and 23 this year and then 1 next year. Could be early, could be mid-round, whatever. To make it work, based on just some of the numbers I'm looking at, Washington probably has to throw in a mid-round pick next year. Let's say that's, it could be, I guess, as high as a 3, but I'll say a 4, right? So the Commanders are giving up number 2 this year and a 4 next year, and then they're getting 11 and 23 this year and a first-rounder next year, so they'd have 2 first-round picks next season. Would you do that? The bones of the deal, 11, 23, and a 1 next year for the number 2 pick. Meaning you are deciding not to take Drake May or Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy. You're not taking one of the big three quarterbacks that's going to be there for you post Caleb Williams. And you're kicking the can down the road and saying, we'll figure it out. Now, maybe you figure it out at 11. Maybe it's Michael Penix right there. Or maybe you really like Bo Nix and you take him there. Or maybe it's Bo Nix at 23. And you didn't wait till next year in a down quarterback draft class to find your answer. And you're not going into the season, you know, with Marcus Mariota and someone else that you signed to compete with him late here. But rather that you actually have a kid on the roster for now, that you take at 11 or 23. I'll just tell you before we get to the calls, I wouldn't do this. As enticing as it is, when I said it, Ryan's eyes lit up. He's like, ooh, that's interesting. I'm asking Darius during the break. He's giving it some thought. Like, that's a good deal. It makes a lot of sense. The value for Washington's a net win, probably. I'll make this very simple. I'll make this really succinct. Economy of words for you here. Stay at 2 and take the best quarterback that you like the most. That's it. Period. End the 30-year search of the helicopters flying overhead and the boats in the water with their lights, trying to find your QB, and the charade. But Drake May might not be good. True. But what if Jaden Daniels' transition doesn't go smoothly and he's a bust? Possible. J.J. McCarthy didn't do much in college. He's probably not going to be very good in the pros. Your odds are you might be right. The best chance you have to be right is at number 2. Not at number 11. The odds are worse. Not at 23, the odds are considerably worse. Not in the second or the third or the fourth round. You're batting below 500 no matter what. Yeah, you're fighting an uphill battle to find a great quarterback. You're more than likely going to miss, historically speaking. But if your chance of hitting at number 2 overall is 37% And that scares the heck out of you because 70% of the time, if you're going in that range, you don't work out. What do you think the chances are at 11 in the EJ Manuel, Christian Ponder, Dwayne Haskins part of the first round? What do you think the chances are at 23 in the Brandon Whedon, Johnny Manziel part of the first round? The lower you go, the worse the chances. So you're telling me, I just don't like the possibilities of using a number two pick on, you know, a guy that might not work. Only 37% of the time it's going to work. So you're going to opt into the 19% of the time that it might work at 11, or the, you know, 14% of the time that it might work in the 20s, or the 6% of the time that it'll work in the second round, or the 2% in the third, or the 1% in the fourth and beyond. And I'm making these numbers up, but you get the point of the dude's story. Stay at 2, take a quarterback. Invest every hour of every day from about a week from now when you put a bow on your free agency planning until you're on the clock with every resource you have in your building, all the smartest people you got, Peters and Newmark and everybody else. If you want Martin Mayhew in the room, you can have him in the room too. Every scout you got from Tim Gribble on down. Which of these QBs is going to be the best in the next 10 years? Which one turns into a star? Find him. And if you're wrong, do that exercise again next year and the year after. But I'm not moving back. And I also think you kind of pigeonholed yourself a little bit yesterday with the Sam Howell trade, which was a great trade in my opinion. But you've made it even more obvious and clear that you can't trade back. Like, you can't go back to 11 and 23 now with Marcus Mariota as your starter. Because what if you go back to 11 and you go, worst case scenario, we'll take Penix and he'll take over for Mariota a handful of weeks into the season. And then Penix goes before 11 and McCarthy's off the board and there's no quarterbacks. And now the draft is ending, and you got Marcus Mariota and Jake Fromm or whatever other Jag quarterback you've signed in your building. The fallback option of last year's starter, who's 23 and threw for almost 4,000 yards and 20 touchdowns, is now in Seattle. Good deal. No problem with it. In fact, I'd make that deal 7 days a week. But it does make it even harder, I think, to trade back. It makes it make less sense to trade back. It makes it more pertinent that you stay at 2 and take a quarterback so that you have a starter in week 1 that isn't named Marcus Mariota. I would not move back. I want to know about you guys, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.